America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christine Astafo.
A heartwarming Thanksgiving edition of the Entertainment Report with Christine Astafo. Nothing says the holiday like entertainment and Christina.
Ed, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't matter that it's a holiday because we have all these weird things going on in the world.
We do.
Celebrities.
Who would have thought?
Well, let's start off with something good. Missy Elliott has a new single out.
Yes.
WTF, where are they from? Is what
oh, that's
called.
What that means? Okay.
Yes. Now, I watched the video. The video is actually really good, and the beat behind the song is really good. Now, you know I'm not into the whole rap scene.
No, you're a metal chick.
I'm a metal chick, but this song is actually really awesome. So she did a collaboration with Pharrell, who called her into the studio and, quote, said, yo, I got this crazy beat. And she was just like, okay, I got to do this. The beat's actually really cool, and it's super catchy. The video is actually pretty cool because, you know, she does her whole dancing thing, and she looks really awesome. Remember, she lost all that weight using Insanity. So she looks really good. But most of the video is like, these puppets that look like her and that look like Pharrell, and the puppets are dancing around. And whoever's maneuvering these puppets,
manipulating the puppets,
knows how to make a puppet twerk.
See?
And look like they're singing and dancing.
Why wouldn't a puppet know how to twerk nowadays?
I'm not sure, Ed.
Okay.
But the video is really good. The single is really good. So good for you, Missy Elliott. You got my vote on this one.
Wow. From all a metal chick.
Charlie Sheen.
What a shame.
Has HIV.
Who would have thought that?
Breaking news. Now, some interesting little tidbits of information came to my eyes as I was reading some articles about this.
Ooh.
Apparently, he's known that he has been HIV positive for 4 years.
Right.
And was paying upwards of $10 million to people to keep it quiet.
Yes.
Because he didn't want it all over media or news or whatever like that. So he's known for 4 years. And apparently he said that when he found out that he had HIV, it was very hard to process. That's what caused him to get into this heavy drug and
winning
drinking
and that whole
and all
thing,
that stuff.
The ranting.
And that he was paying all this money to
hookers.
Unsavory or whatever, these prostitutes and these hookers to hang out with him. And he said he always used a condom, but then that turns.
But even so, that
turns into these people like blackmailing, and you know,
there was a prostitute went into his bathroom, took a picture of his medication that he was on for his HIV, and then she shook him down for a whole bunch of money. You knew that was going to happen. You know,
so crazy.
He can't control himself.
It's very disturbing.
What was even more disturbing is how old Matt Lauer looks when Charlie was talking to him on the Today Show. Oh my God. There are people that turn on the Today Show after not watching it in 20 years and thinking, honey, forget about Charlie Sheen. Look how horrible Matt Lauer looks.
I know. He's not. Why? Is it the makeup that they're putting on him?
It's because he's going bald in different spots. He's got patches. And he's doing this Movember thing, and it's not growing in. It looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like he wet his face and put it in an ashtray because he has clumps of gray stuff. It looks like he has ashes on his face.
At that point,
please,
you just go bald.
Yes. Gracefully.
Gracefully.
And accept it.
Right, and go bald. There's nothing wrong with a bald man.
Or wear a hat. He could wear a hat on the Today Show.
I would prefer the balds over the hat.
All right.
Unless you're living under a rock.
Yes.
And if you have been living under a rock for the past couple years, spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
Ronda Rousey got lit up.
Yes.
By Holly Holm. Oh, man. So the interesting thing about this is if you watched the stare down before, you know, they do that whole media thing where they're up against each other with their fists up. So apparently Holly kind of gave her a little bit of a head push and that started a little bit of controversy. And then Ronda wouldn't do like the glove tap before the match started. And then she got totally lit up. I mean, totally. Holly is a boxer.
Yes.
And Ronda is
a brawler. She's a brawler.
A grappler.
I mean,
okay.
She's a UFC type grappler. She was a different type of fighter.
She got
her butt kicked.
Her butt kicked.
Literally.
I mean, she looked like she didn't know where she was at the end of that match. She got knocked out, whatever. But TMZ released a video.
Yes.
And this is the reason why I'm talking about this. Released a video of Ronda and her boyfriend and her security people coming off of an airplane through, you know, the airport to go to her car. She had a pillow, holding a pillow up over her face so that the cameras couldn't get a shot of her. Probably really messed
all
up.
All swollen. With her face in six pieces.
I mean, come on. The thing that's very interesting, though, and I keep saying that because there are so many different like layers of this. Celebrities kind of went to social media and were giving these negative responses to Ronda Rousey, like saying these weird things on Twitter and everything. And then Holly Holm came back and was like, come on, everybody. She's an awesome fighter. So she lost. We'll have a rematch.
Wow. You know, that's very classy of Holly.
Right.
But why is everybody getting so nasty with Ronda Rousey?
I'm really not sure what the problem is about that.
The poor thing's walked around with a pillow in front of her face now.
She got a nasty kick to the mouth.
Yeah. See?
Wow.
Do you ever think about doing that yourself?
Absolutely not.
Can you see yourself? I could see you. When you get like feisty and nasty in me, I could see you doing that.
Nah.
See, your attitude can take you to a certain point where I could definitely see you in the ring mixing things up there.
Yeah, you know, my attitude could get me to a point, but I've never actually gotten to that point.
No?
I've never gotten into a fist fight, but that's a segment for another day. I just want to end it real quick. Walking Dead just wrapped up.
Yes.
I don't know. There's so many open questions. Well, they wrapped up filming for this season.
Right.
Of course, they're going to go to their mid-season finale, then they'll pick it back up in February. They like to torture you over the holidays. I'm just very excited.
More to come. Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What are the three most common complaints that parents have about their children? Straight to the answers. Number one, my child doesn't listen. Number two, my child doesn't follow directions. And number three, my child will not wait their turn. But there's more to these simple-sounding issues. If these complaints are constant, then here's the developmental science of what these complaints really mean. So your child won't listen. Well, there could be memory problems involved. You say your child doesn't follow directions. Well, they may have difficulty understanding and processing. And you say your child won't take turns. Could be impulsivity. What's the cheap psych trick? These three problems, they're very natural. But if you or the teacher notices one or more of these problems constantly in excess, professional help may be in order. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star once held the National League mark for career homers by a switch hitter. He was part of Pittsburgh's Outfield of Dreams in the early 90s, and his famous beef with a reporter still gets aired.
Was that nice to you? Shove that mic up your as far as you can stick.
So, where is Bobby Bonilla now? Bobby's back on the Mets payroll. The team deferred money they owed to Bobby so they could invest with Bernie Madoff. We know how that worked out. Now the Mets are paying Bobby $1 million a year for 25 years. That nicely supplements Bobby's salary as a special assistant with the Baseball Players Association.
Swinging a high fly ball. This one's way back. Home run, Bobby Bonilla.
Imagine that. Bobby made off with the Mets money. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.